Hey folks, Dan Furrier here with your market update. So if you're watching this video, you're probably sitting on the sidelines saying, when is a good time to buy a house? House prices are way up, interest rates are way up. Well, we're starting to see some of those come down, but maybe not as down as far as headline news is showing. So let's get over to some of the headline news so I can decipher this for you, because you can't judge a book always by its cover. Okay, so let's get over to it. The first thing we see in the headline news today is home prices cool at a record pace in June, according to the housing firm. So how bad is it? Are they plummeting? Are they crashing? Oh, they've gone from up 19% per year to up 17% a year. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I would take that all day long when historic numbers are about 4 or 5%. So it's still a very robust housing market. So this, if you watch the naysayers, the people that keep saying the housing market's gonna crash, the headlines here fuel into that. But when you look into the numbers, it's just not holding water. So let's look at the next piece of this puzzle when it comes to rates. Okay, so the next piece of this puzzle we see is, are we in a recession? Well, one of the Fed officials says it doesn't matter because we're only focused on the inflation data. Interesting. Because they continue to raise rates since that time. What actually happened to mortgage rates during this? Because in a normal recession, you see this. You see two negative quarters of GDP. You see the job market not being so well, but if you look at just the face value of the jobs market, you can say, those are great numbers. But if you watch my video the other day, you can see basically we're about 6 million people short of being at the employment numbers where we should be. And then let's go over to rates, because the Federal Reserve has been aggressively increasing rates to really cool down the housing market. So let's go over just to the transcript that they had in the last report so we can figure out what are they trying to do. So here's the transcripts from the Federal Reserve meeting last time. So you can see it right here. Here it is. Powell's 27th report on 2022. So if you break down these numbers, you can see right here, recent indicators of spending and production have softened. Growth in consumer spending has slowed significantly, in part reflecting low real disposable income and tight financial conditions. Let's just pause there for 1 second. Remember a video I did not too long ago, and I got flack for it, because people, they keep saying that I'm preaching lies and deception. Well, did you see the report that I did back about 6 months ago showing that U.S. disposable income was the highest ever in history? Let me show it to you. Right here, okay? This is the chart of the real disposable income produced by the Federal Reserve of St. Louis. So these numbers, if you don't believe the Federal Reserve, then I can't really teach you anything else here. But you can see here's real disposable income throughout history, and it's been consistently going up. But like I said the other day, if you've ever watched Sesame Street, there's always something that just stands out. What in here doesn't look right? You go all the way over to here, pretty steadily moving up and up and up, and then bam, what happened? Well, we hit the pandemic, and then all of a sudden the government and everybody else started printing money and sending it out to everybody. And they continue to do it over and over and over again. Thus, in 2021, we see right here, let me get to it, so I don't want to be a naysayer or preaching lies. March of 2021, you could see it there live on your screen. We had the highest disposable income ever in history. So then you start thinking of why is nobody going back to work? That's my concern. Why isn't anybody going back to work? Well, if you have a ton of money in the bank and you haven't worked in the last 2 years, you're probably not incited to go back to work to that crappy job that you didn't like, and you have a bunch of money in the bank. So what do? Well, you just live on your savings for now. But when that ends, your savings account is depleted, then what do? Well, you have to go to work or do something to earn money because your bills don't stop. Okay, so let's put all this in the context of what we just went through. The housing market isn't crashing. It's still up a robust 17% year over year. The next piece of this puzzle is the Federal Reserve stepped in and they're denying the recession. Now they're saying, well, who cares if there is one? But we're focused in on inflation. So the inflation pieces of the puzzle that they've been looking at are coming back down. So why are rates going down? Well, I'll tell you why rates are going down. Let me prove it to you right here in the rate sheets. So the rates are going down because We're in a stagflation period. What stagflation means is we're in a recession, but we're in an area where we have high inflation. Okay, that's the definition of a stagflation. We still have pockets of the economy that's just consistently going out there and not following the trend of coming back down. Those are wages, energy, food, and rent, because they don't really focus in on housing. If you bought a house, they focus in on the rent piece of the puzzle. Those areas right there are hurting everybody, okay? But a lot of it is coming from energy. We showed the other day that the energy prices are up 40%, over 40%, and that's the biggest piece of the inflation bubble. So if and when we bring down the oil prices, a lot of other things will start to fall into suit. That's my expectations. Okay, so that's my goal for today, is to educate you guys and everything about, is the housing market crashing? Based on headlines, it is, but if you look in the details, it's not. Okay, and then the interest rates. So the Federal Reserve started raising rates about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, and they've raised rates, the federal funds rate, now 1.5%. So let's really dive into mortgage rates right now. So here are mortgage rates. These are rates published by Mortgage News Daily, and that's right up in here, okay? What they do is they send out a survey to lenders all over the country that reads this. If you had a client, and that client was buying a $500,000 home, and they have a 740 credit score, and they have 20% of a down payment, and it will be their primary home, and it's a single family home. Why did I just list off a whole laundry list of things? Because all those are prudent pieces of your mortgage rate, what determines your mortgage rate. So they try to specifically give you a sell of what they're looking at, and that's the client. So if that's you, great. That's probably not you, because there's a lot of details there. But if that's you, here's where your rates are, okay? These would give you the top six programs, mortgage programs, and where your rate would be, okay? So let's focus in on this cell right here. Here's the 30-year fixed rate. Let me explain this to you how it works. The 30-year fixed rate today is 5.13. It is down 0.09% where we were the day before. The biggest piece of this puzzle I want you to focus in on, here's the 52-week high and low. All right, right through here. You can see the 52-week high not too long ago was 6.28. We are one full percentage point below where we were just weeks ago. It might not even be a month ago, okay? That's where we are. So again, what's the definition of a recession? Well, two quarters of negative GDP, we got it, and it will be validated. Then they say, well, there's a strong, robust jobs market. Well, I explain to you guys how there isn't a strong, robust jobs market, because what happened was when the pandemic hit, everybody took off. Everybody was laid off. Nobody was working, okay? Then the jobs came back, but if the trend was still in place, that we didn't have that blip, we'd be 6 million jobs underwater right now. So the jobs market's not there right now. So based on those two pieces of the puzzle, we're in a recession. Then the other one that you usually sit back and watch, and it usually takes a little bit more time than this, is mortgage rates. Usually come down 1 to 1.5%. You got it. Okay, so that's it for today. So that's my mortgage report for today. So let's get over to the economic calendar and figure out what's happening the rest of this week that might concern you and will probably play a role in moving the markets. So what we have today is basically this. We have the manufacturing number came in uptick a little bit. It's between the previous reading and the forecast, so not really concerned there. The JOLTS index, this is how many job openings there are. Look at the job openings. There's 11 million job openings. That's the forecast. The previous reading was there was 11.25 million job openings. There's a job opening, actually one job opening for every two people looking. So there's ample jobs out there. Then you have some manufacturing numbers, the crude oil inventory. Previously reading, we were 4.5 million barrels in the hole. Well, that's not good, because supply demand, if we don't have the supply, it's going to drive up prices, and that's what it's doing. The initial jobless claims, we'll see how the jobs market continues to go. And then as well on Friday, we still have a reflection in the jobs market report. So that is that. Based on all this information, what is the market doing right now? So this is the MBS market. This is the bond that trades on Wall Street that gives me basically a crystal ball into the markets. What are they doing? Well, they're basically flat. -5 isn't really going to do anything for rates, and they've been there all morning since I logged in. You can see the chart down at the bottom. Right down here below, you can see we basically hit a bottom, and that's basically right when the Federal Reserve started raising rates. And they've seen that it is significantly cutting back on all parts of the economy that they were looking for. And that is was in their transcripts. So based on this news, really nothing today happening. As you see by the economic news, nothing there really happening. So that is my report. If you'd like to find out more about me and my team, what we do, we're mortgage brokers. We're federally chartered, meaning we can help you anywhere in the country. If you'd like to talk to us about a mortgage or find out exactly how we might be able to help you, all I need you to do is go to therateupdate.com. Let me get Nico out of the picture right here. You can find us, you can call us, you can schedule a meeting, and you can even chat with us now. Nico's online, but I'm on there a lot too. So if you see me on there, just click in and say, hey, Dan, how's it going? So thanks for watching my report today. If you don't mind, please, if you find value in my channel, don't forget to give this video a thumbs up, subscribe down below, and hit the bell. Every time I post a video, you get an alert. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.